Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Krebs. The Barton County Sheriff says its initial investigation found evidence of a sexual assault during a bus ride last month involving members of the swim team at Great Bend High School. Sheriff Brian Bellendier said in a phone interview this week that their investigation supports evidence of criminal sodomy, battery, and criminal restraint during the February 3rd bus ride in Barton County. Federal wildlife officials, three U.S. zoos, want a judge to drop a lawsuit against the recent importation of African elephants. In a motion to dismiss the case, zoos in Wichita, Dallas, and Omaha say legal concerns about the permit process are irrelevant because the elephants were flown from Swaziland to the U.S. earlier this month. The animal rights group that sued in February to stop the proposed importation is adamant that the government violated the law. Mid-America Network News.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
The all-new 2016 Chevrolet Malibu offers, like Lane Keep Assist that warns you, or to the left of your lane, and gently nudge the vehicle back into the center of your lane. Introducing the all-new 2016 Chevrolet Malibu with available Lane Keep Assist.
Agricultural officials are working at estimating losses from a wildfire that burned hundreds of square miles of sparsely populated land in Kansas and Oklahoma. Kansas Department of Agriculture spokeswoman Heather Lansdowne says damage to livestock, fencing, water systems, and stockpiled hay will be in the millions. The fire mostly contained as of Wednesday, with crews monitoring for hotspots. Standardized testing at schools in Alaska has been pushed back after the first day of testing was cut short because of internet connectivity problems in Kansas. Sitka school district officials say the Alaska Measures of Progress test was halted Tuesday because a fiber optic cable that provides broadband to the University of Kansas was cut. That also prevented a couple of online broadcasts of KU softball and baseball games to be eliminated this week. And a high school student from Caldwell has apparently committed suicide at Fort Hays State University. Mid-America Network News.
Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has approved a new state budget with no line item vetoes. Ricketts said he signed the $8.7 billion package yesterday despite some misgivings. The package will allow new construction on levee systems surrounding the Offutt Air Force Base and provide $1.5 million for pay increases at the short-staffed Department of Correctional Services. Nebraska lawmakers have advanced new safeguards to keep employers from demanding access to their workers' social media accounts. Senators gave the bill first-round approval yesterday with a 40-1 vote. The measure by Senator Tyson Larson of O'Neill would prohibit employers from requiring or requesting that employers' usernames or passwords to personal internet accounts. Nebraska Omaha hockey coach Dean Blaze fired assistants Troy Judding and Alex Todd after the Mavericks lost 14 of their last 18 games. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Come in for the Spring Black Friday Savings event at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. Now is the time to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like Kingsford 2-pack 18.6-pound original charcoal briquettes, now $12.99, and a free Cobalt 40-volt battery with purchase of any Cobalt 40-volt handheld outdoor power tool. Make your home happy all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 3/30 through 4/11. Limit 2 twin packs per customer on charcoal. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details.
New trailers, used trailers, and rental trailers. They're waiting for you at S&S Trailers in Ness City, Kansas. Now's the time to reserve your grain trailer for wheat harvest. Call them today for Mauer and Tempty grain trailers from 24 to 42 foot, single and double axle. A big wheat harvest means it could be short supply on trailers. If you're hauling heavy loads, S&S Trailer sells BWS easy-to-load detachable trailers. It's the only way to haul heavy loads. S&S Trailers, Ness City, Kansas. Call today, 785-798-3666.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm. plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Prior to a presentation on staffing the swimming pool this summer, the city nepotism policy was brought up. Following discussion, it was consensus to develop a resolution eliminating the policy. Deductibles on the property insurance for the city were raised to $5,000, resulting in $4,000 annual savings. A request from Cromie's Market for sidewalk repair was approved, with the city portion $865. No action was taken on a request for curb and gutter replacement, as the city would like to move a storm drain first to improve drainage. New airport hangar lease agreements were approved for a 3-year period based on square footage. The new agreements will be sent to lessees. A grant for the dog park at Lakeview is discussed. Estimates now have risen to $28,150. Approximately $11,000 of that is for concrete beneath the fence. Options for using rock and spraying were discussed, and the city administrator was given go-ahead to apply for the grant. Concern was expressed that a Boy Scout project had turned into a significant city project, and concern was earlier expressed with the increase in cost estimates. Prioritizing street projects was again discussed, with the city going forward for proposals and estimates on paving 11th Road south to Keystone. Additional work completed on the Water Department building was approved for nearly $40,000. The wellness program for the Police Department was reviewed and renewed for 1 year, with a review next March on a 6-2 vote, with Schroller and Gross voting no. Council met in executive session with the city attorney for 15 minutes to discuss city administrator candidates. No decisions reached or action taken. Keith Blankman moved to reconsider a resolution keeping RTV and golf carts from city streets. That resulted in a 4-4 tie, with the mayor voting no, which will keep the ordinance in effect. City of Frankfort continues working to resolve water issue problems. After recent main breaks, all of the mains have been repaired and the system has been pressure tested. They are awaiting results of a final test on the system from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Until further notice, citizens are urged to conserve water in the Frankfort community and boil any water for consumption at least 60 seconds or use bottled water. Congressman Tim Huel's camp announced his office in Washington, D.C. and Kansas are accepting applications for internships in the summer and fall semester. Kansas offices include Dodge City, Hutchinson, and Salina. Qualified candidates should be highly organized, responsible, detail-oriented, possess excellent communication and writing skills, and be able to multitask. Anyone interested in the internship application may contact Huel's Camp's office. June Saxton Foster, age 76, of Pawnee County, passed away. Memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment, Pawnee City Cemetery. Quarry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for June Foster. Ruth Alice Kaufman, age 83, formerly of Home, Kansas, passed away March 19th. Graveside service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Home Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Kaufman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, roast beef, mashed potato with gravy, a roll, carrots, and cherry berry on a cloud. Tomorrow, pizza, salad, pineapple, and a cookie. KNDY News time is 7:15.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com, for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. But we still have this low pressure system making its way across the eastern central parts of the Midwest and will continue to push off into the northeast parts of the United States. It does look like we have an upper level low that is basically going to continue to bring us some cloud cover as well as a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the rest of this Thursday. But we do have a high pressure system that will move into the area Friday through the weekend, bringing us beautiful weather, sunny skies, and we'll see those temperatures warm back up into the 60s and 70s for the weekend. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Thursday, we cannot rule out some rain showers, otherwise cloudy, temperatures in lower 60s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 34. Winds will be from the northwest between 10 and 15. Friday, sunny skies and breezy, cooler, high at 52. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low at 32. And Saturday, sunny at 63. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late March 61, record high on this date 89 in 1986. The average low 37, the record low is 16 degrees in 1894. Sunset this evening 7:45, sunrise in the morning at 7:08. Light mist and drizzle in the air under a cloudy overcast, it's 46 degrees. Northwest winds at 5-2 around 10 miles an hour. Barometer 29.53 inches and the relative humidity at 92%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 31st of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Making headlines 40 years ago in 1976, our nation celebrates its bicentennial. Jimmy Carter is elected president. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest wins the Academy Award for Best Picture. And Hill Home Furnishings opens in Beatrice, Nebraska. Now celebrating their big 40th anniversary sale. You can save big on these and other in-store specials, like an oak 57-inch desk for $775, a Lazy Boy Big Man's Recliner for $588, or a Broyhill sofa for $699. Stop in to say happy anniversary to Jim Hill and his staff at Hill Home Furnishings on North 5th Street in Beatrice.
Save big on Midas Agricultural Drive Tires from the Farmers Cooperative. Get an instant $100 rebate on all Midas Agricultural Radial Drive Tires now through March 31st. Midas Tires are known for their quality, dependability, and traction in the tough conditions of your field. And now, save an instant $100 on the tires designed for high horsepower and load-carrying capacity. For complete details, see your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Farmers Cooperative.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas Farm Groups collecting donations for ranchers affected by the massive fires in the southern part of the state. Fires have burned more than 300,000 acres of rangeland near the Kansas-Oklahoma border. Currently, the Kansas Livestock Association says cash the best donation while ranchers work to assess the damages. KLA is also coordinating hay donations as many ranchers affected by the fire may need to feed hay all summer long. Kansas Farm Bureau organized a meeting yesterday between groups to find the needs of producers in the area. Kansas Farm Bureau launched a fire relief website to connect those willing to donate supplies or offer labor. That website, kfb.org/fire-relief. Grain traders told Reuters that China's policy change to end corn stockpiling brings the risk of lesser demand from China. The Chinese government confirmed this week the nation will end its corn stockpiling program at a time of high global supplies. Importers in China likely reduce purchases from farm products for livestock feed, including sorghum and dried distillers' grains, or DDGs. Now, this policy shift aims to bring China's domestic corn prices more in line with its foreign competitors. China has been a significant importer, though, of corn from the U.S. and other countries in recent years, as the country has accumulated an estimated 250 million metric tons of corn in reserves. That's more than the country can consume in a single year. Some economists predict it will take China years to eat through its massive stockpile, but the country may need to keep importing feed grains if the quality of the reserves is poor or domestic prices remain too high, according to the U.S. Grains Council. You can find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Anti-trade rhetoric by the leading presidential candidates means bad news for agriculture, and one senator says that rhetoric could harm chances of passing free trade deals no matter which party wins the White House.
Donald Trump says China and Mexico are severely beating the U.S. in trade and that he would impose new tariffs on both countries' goods. Hillary Clinton says she no longer backs the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal that she pushed for as Secretary of State. And meanwhile, Bernie Sanders has doubled down against trade deals. Longtime Ag Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa was asked if the White House trade policy will reflect the upcoming rhetoric.
Well, if they stick by their guns, we aren't going to have any trade agreements. It's that simple. And I hope reason will prevail and consider the trade agreements and have a up or down vote. And I would, I haven't read TPP entirely, and I've got to read it. But I think it's all very good for agriculture.
The American Farm Bureau says TPP could bring $5 billion in net new farm exports and $4 billion in added cash receipts for farmers. However, the final vote may not happen for months, and some predict the final vote will come in a post-election lame duck Congress or even with a new Congress and new president next year. Grassley suggests aggressive tariffs beyond normal sanctions against other countries' trade barriers, such as the ones proposed by Trump, could invite job-killing retaliation.
The United States could be more exercising in its own right, but I think if we just willy-nilly put on something that exceeded a countervailing duty point of view, which would be WTO right, I think we'd be in trouble.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Abilene Machine understands the unique challenges you face. To be successful in farming, you must overcome tough obstacles, and so must your parts. Abilene Machine's Farm Tough trademark describes the type of ag replacement parts you can expect to receive from them. Abilene Machine's ag parts are made by people who know what you need and what you expect to meet farm tough challenges. Visit Abilene Machine at abilenemachine.com for 24-hour ordering or call 1-800-255-0337.
Come in for the Spring Black Friday Savings event at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. Now is the time to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like Kingsford 2-pack 18.6-pound original charcoal briquettes, now $12.99, and a free Cobalt 40-volt battery with purchase of any Cobalt 40-volt handheld outdoor power tool. Make your home happy all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 3/30 through 4/11. Limit 2 twin packs per customer on charcoal. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is, as we all know, agriculture. It was like Christmas in March at a farm near Waterloo, Illinois recently. I'll tell you why after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
Ken Hartman had a big smile on his face as a truck pulled up to his farm. It was the kind of excitement you'd see on Christmas morning. The anticipation swelled as the truck pulled up, and behind it, a flatbed carrying several giant white containers, and in each, bulk bags of the new Asgrow brand Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Hartman operates Glendale H Farms in Waterloo, where he grows corn, beans, and wheat. He has grown Roundup Ready beans since they were introduced in 1996. He is hoping that the Extend 2 will help him in his battle against weeds. He's been fighting water hemp and maristol weeds, and now, in the bottom areas, an aggressive Palmer amaranth, which grows quickly and creates seed rapidly, making it difficult to control. He says if you have more versatility and more opportunities, like we are hopefully going to get with the Extend beans, it's going to really help us control some of these weeds. Hartman is a fifth-generation farmer, and he concedes that his job has gotten a lot difficult in some ways. He says 15, 20 years ago, you could spray a Roundup and you had clean fields. Now you're back to where I have to use this chemical on this field and that chemical on that field. With this technology, we're hoping that now we can go back to having fewer problems. As for yield, with his new Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, he expects an increase of 6 to 7 bushels per acre, which he says could be a difference between making and losing money or breaking even. He says it's going to be a tough year this year with prices the way they are. Hartman is a big fan of biotechnology. He says if we want to feed the world, we have to have the science and technology to do it. He says, I just wish the average person in the world and in the United States understood that GMOs are safe technology and that it's the best for feeding the world, and we need to keep looking at things that are science-based. Ken Hartman told Illinois Agri-News that everything that's been done with biotech is science-based. He says nobody has ever proven there are any issues with biotechnology. It's all hearsay. He praised companies like Monsanto for investing in agriculture by researching, developing, and marketing. He says we have to keep pushing technology. He says we definitely need technology to keep progressing, and if you're neutral, then you're going to be falling backward. He says he is optimistic about the future, despite some criticism of modern farming methods. He says, I believe some of the people who are against biotech are just out for their own interests. Some of the thoughts of Ken Hartman as he spoke with Illinois Agri-News from his farm near Waterloo, Illinois. Back after this.
Head to Axtell Grain for all your seed, fertilizer, and chemicals. The experienced staff will help you choose a program to fit your specific needs. Axtell Grain offers Asgro and DeKalb and carries retail chemicals at very competitive prices. With Axtell Grain's experience, quality products, and the best up-to-date equipment, Axtell Grain is the only answer to a successful season.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 12 to 1,300 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 10 black cows, fall calvers, 162 Holstein steers weighing 200 to 550 pounds, 21 Holstein steers and heifers weighing 5 to 550, 380 Holstein steers weighing in at 500 to 900 pounds, 74 black steers and heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds, 16 red and black bulls and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 8 crossbred steers and heifers weighing 450 to 550, 12 mixed steers and heifers 450 to 550, 23 black steers and heifers 450 to 650, 24 red and black steers 450 to 475, 60 black and white face and black steers and heifers weighing in at 5 to 6, 38 black steers weigh 8 to 850, 34 black steers and heifers replacement quality 8 to 9, 70 black steers and heifers 850 to 9, and 146 black steers weighing in at 9 to 950. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 731 from KNDY. Cooler temps on tap today, highs around 60 with clouds for the most part. Drizzle and mist in the air here this morning at KNDY. It's 46.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Starlight Motel is excited to cheer on the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams. Everyone knows the girls and guys have the best sportsmanship, talent, and determination around to get the wins. Good luck at this week's events from Starlight Motel in Seneca. Newly remodeled rooms, reasonable rates, and free internet. Life Care Center of Seneca will be cheering for the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams for the dedication and teamwork the athletes display, and wishes all the girls and guys good luck in your events this week. Do your best and make us all proud from the fans at Life Care Center of Seneca, our family caring for yours. Cook & Company is impressed with the talent and dedication of the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams. Everyone will be rooting for the boys and girls to go for the wins in their events this week. Good luck from your friends and fans here at Cook & Company in Seneca, now hiring for over-the-road truck drivers.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Shockers defeated Stephen F. Austin 12-4 yesterday at X Stadium to complete a sweep of the two-game midweek series and win two straight games for the third time this season. The Shockers are back in action tomorrow when they host TCU at 6:30 at X Stadium. In basketball, following a three-year college career, Kansas men's basketball guard Brannon Green has declared for the 2016 NBA draft and will be leaving KU. Green and head coach Bill Self announced yesterday. Coach said, "We wish him nothing but the very best. He has an NBA skill that I think will translate very well to the next level." And speaking of Kansas coach Bill Self, he was named the National Association Basketball Coaches Division I Coach of the Year. The organization announced it yesterday. This is the first time Self has picked up the honor. Self will receive the award Sunday in Houston. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you're in the oil and gas industry, you feel the effects of low oil and natural gas prices. However, prices are not your only barrier. That's why it's imperative that your membership continues with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry.
Yes, my name is Craig Pangburn, and I'm the president of TNC Manufacturing and Operating Inc. here in Great Bend, Kansas. Our business is actually 19 years old, and we've been a member for 19 years. They are the voice for everybody. We're not just here at the state level, but also at the federal level.
It's vital that Kansas oil and gas producers have a strong voice in Topeka and Washington at all times on every issue critical to your success. The challenges facing the industry continues to grow in numbers and complexity. Your membership helps you be an important part of Cuyahoga's voice and allows you to receive information that keeps you competitive and current on industry issues and trends. Help make a difference. Become or stay a Cuyahoga member today. Get details and your application at Cuyahoga.org.
Cole Hamels pitched five solid innings in his final spring start. The Texas Rangers beat the Kansas City Royals 5-1 yesterday. Royals starter Ian Kennedy was led off the field by trainer Nick Kenny while making warm-up tosses in the fourth inning. The preliminary diagnosis is left hamstring tightness. Kennedy, who signed a $70 million five-year contract in January, was on the disabled list last April with the San Diego Padres with a left hamstring injury. In the NBA, Steph Curry scored 31 points, including six straight in overtime, and the Golden State Warriors continued their historic run with a 103-96 victory over the Utah Jazz last night. The 68-7 Warriors surpassed last season's victory total and must win five of their seven final games to break the 1995-96 Chicago Bulls record of 72-10. The San Antonio Spurs set an NBA record with their 38th straight home win at the start of the season by beating New Orleans 100-92. I'm Stephanie Austin.